This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Europe's rise in COVID-19 cases is putting a strain on the number of hospital beds. In Italy, lines of ambulances park outside hospitals awaiting beds. And in France, the government coronavirus tracking app prominently displays the intensive care capacity taken up by COVID-19 patients. 92.5% and rising. And the ICU in Barcelona, there is no end in sight for the doctors and nurses who endured this once already. Intensive care is the last line of defense for severely ill coronavirus patients, and Europe is running out of beds and the doctors and nurses to staff them. In the country after country, the intensive care burden of COVID-19 patients is nearing and sometimes surpassing levels seen at last spring's peak. Health officials, many advocating a return to stricter lockdowns, warn that adding beds will do no good because there aren't enough doctors and nurses trained to staff them. Scientists on Monday said initial trial results in Pfizer, Inc. and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine far outpaced their expectations for protection against a completely new disease, but that many questions remain unanswered. The drug maker said their vaccine was more than 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 based on data from the first 94 people in the trial to become infected with the coronavirus. The efficacy rate means that the overwhelming majority of infections occurred among people who received a placebo rather than the vaccine. In the U.S., Pfizer intends to seek broad approval for individuals aged 16 to 85, but the FDA and an advisory group to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would make decisions about who should be in first to get the initial doses. This is VOA News. Saeb Erekat, a veteran peace negotiator and prominent international spokesman for the Palestinians for more than three decades, has died weeks after being hospitalized with the coronavirus. He was 65. The American-educated Erekat was involved in nearly every round of peace negotiations between Israel and Palestinians going back to the landmark Madrid conference in 1991. After the next few decades, Erekat was a constant presence in Western media, where he tirelessly advocated for a negotiated two-state solution to the conflict, defended the Palestinian leadership, and blamed Israel for the failure to reach an agreement. His Fatah party announced his death Tuesday. Federal prosecutors have received marching orders on investigating evidence of voting irregularities. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In an unprecedented move, federal prosecutors have been authorized by Attorney General William Barr to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities, if they exist, before the 2020 presidential election is certified on December 14th. In a memo to U.S. attorneys obtained by the Associated Press, Barr writes that investigations may be conducted if there are clear and apparently credible allegations of irregularities. He adds in the memo, it is equally imperative that department personnel exercise appropriate caution and maintain the department's absolute commitment to fairness, neutrality, and nonpartisanship. President Donald Trump has not conceded the election to former Vice President Joe Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A turbulent campaign season is now followed by a turbulent post-election period, with GOP lawsuits filed to challenge the results. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Not only is President Trump not conceding to Joe Biden, his administration's blocking agency officials from cooperating with the Biden team. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This election is not over. Far from it.
Campaign lawyers have filed suit to block the vote from being certified in Pennsylvania on the grounds that Democrats are treated more favorably than Republican voters.
We want an honest, accurate, lawful count.
The president has tweeted out complaints about mail-in voting in Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin, prompting Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn to say,
tell him it is time to stop the campaigning. The campaign is over.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments that will weigh the fate of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The argument against the law from the Trump administration and conservative states is that 10-year-old statute was rendered unconstitutional in its entirety when Congress dialed down to zero a penalty on those remaining uninsured. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.